7:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The number of new COVID-19 outbreaks has risen in Colorado over the last several weeks. Cases of the disease and hospitalizations are also up. Now the worsening situation is putting local reopening plans at risk. Lindsay Fent reports.
Right now, there are 42 counties in Colorado that have state approval for looser rules on businesses and gatherings than is permitted statewide. But if virus levels reach a certain point, those local allowances are automatically taken away. Over the last week, the state health department has sent warnings to 16 of those counties, asking them to create plans to reduce the spread of COVID-19 in their areas. The health department's warnings came as several new outbreaks emerge. There were 23 facilities, including restaurants, offices, nursing homes, and jails, that reported outbreaks this week. For CPR News, I'm Lindsay Fent.
Some Colorado businesses are struggling to hire workers during the pandemic. Here's CPR Sarah Mulholland.
Monarch Resort and Casino in Blackhawk wants to hire 400 people for its new hotel. David Farahi is the chief operating officer at Monarch. He says hiring has been a challenge.
We were surprised that given the unemployment rate, we only had 60 people show up for the job fair that we had last Saturday.
A lot of factors could be behind the low turnout, such as fear of contracting COVID-19 and lack of child care options. Farahi worries federal unemployment benefits could also be keeping people home, although they are required to be seeking work to receive unemployment. Those benefits are set to expire this month. Lawmakers in Washington are debating extending them. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
In Congress, Representative Scott Tipton was one of dozens of Republicans in the U.S. House who voted with Democrats Wednesday to remove Confederate statues from the U.S. Capitol. Colorado's other members of Congress voted along party lines. The bill faces opposition from Republican leaders in the Senate, according to the Washington Post. Temperatures in the 90s around Denver this afternoon, 80s in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.